Some people have a work phone and a personal phone. What if your brain could be rigged that way? I'm David Brancaccio. First, America's biggest banks have passed the Federal Reserve's annual stress tests. These are meant to flag if banks might break if the financial system were to hit the skids, Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
This year's stress test measured how well the bank's cushions of reserves would hold up in a worst-case scenario, with the economy shrinking more than 3.5% and 10% unemployment. Under the scenario, the nation's biggest banks lost more than $600 billion, but still had enough in reserve to keep making loans. Since the banks passed, they can now issue dividends and do stock buybacks. The Fed started doing the stress tests after the 2008 financial crisis, when the federal government had to bail out some big financial institutions. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
S&P futures are up 0.8% now. NASDAQ futures up 1%. If the economy is slowing anyway, maybe interest rates don't have to go so high, is the logic. With new rules on firearms approved in the Senate, but the Supreme Court making it harder to limit guns, stocks in firearms companies rose yesterday. Storm Ruger up 4.3%, Vista Outdoor up nearly 3%, Smith & Wesson up 10%.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
I've been testing this on friends. If you could forget everything about your job when you left for the day, would you? If you could forget your personal life at work, would you? That's the premise of a dystopian sci-fi dark comedy called Severance that's become a hit. It's hard to find a more on-target satire about the modern workplace. In the show, streaming on Apple TV+, people working for a shady megacorporation called Lumen get something inserted in their head that severs work life from home life.
Do I have a family?
You'll never know.
And I have no choice.
Well, every time you find yourself here, it's because you chose to come back.
The series creator, showrunner, and head writer is Dan Erickson. Thanks for linking up here, Dan.
Hello. Thank you. So nice to be here.
At some level, we encourage managers to disconnect between their personal selves and their work selves. Because if you're trying to groom the manager who can do a mass layoff and then move on with the rest of his day like nothing happened, right? That person has to set aside who he really is or who she really is.
Yeah, that's terrifying. And yeah, it's absolutely, you know, one of the main things that the show is about is this idea that you put yourself in a particular place or situation where you act in a way that is completely different from how you would normally act, and that you're able to sort of disassociate and segment that part of yourself off and say, well, that wasn't me, that was work me. You know, it's just weird. You become this different version of yourself depending on what you think is expected. And sometimes that can get really dark.
Now, some of the workers at your fictional Lumen Industries do things like staring at fields of numbers, looking for what is termed like bad numbers, and then trying to dump them through a virtual trapdoor at the bottom of their screens. Why they do this, they have no idea. Here's a moment from the show.
I mean, why won't they tell us what we're doing here? What are they so afraid of? If the Egan philosophy is illumination above all.
Illumination beyond all, but yes.
Then why doesn't that include us? Why are we down here still working in the dark.
Yeah, working in the dark. See, what's missing in this corporation you invented, Dan, is what the management philosophers call purpose, right? And they've linked this with employee performance. If you don't know what you're doing, you're probably not going to be that committed to the activity.
Right. Well, it's funny, though, because they try to manufacture that in this sort of weird artificial ways. And there are these little prizes that have come to signify achievement. I mean, it's very much on the outside, you know, that's getting a new house or getting a new car. There's all these sort of little status symbols that we endow with meaning because we need them to mean something.
Now, we work in our little silos, which become tribes that compete for resources. Now, in your show, these silos breed, I don't know what, deep suspicion, right?
Yeah, that was always something that felt like it went with the theme of severance. I think a lot of times it looks like even within a company itself, you often don't know what the other departments are doing. And if management doesn't want you to know or doesn't want you to ask those big questions, then one of their tools might be to pit you against each other so that you're not focused on, you know, the people who are actually exploiting you, which in this case is, and in many cases are the bosses.
Yeah, and your show has some optimism on this point of inter-office rivalry as well. I mean, if there can be some detente or a meeting of minds between these opposing sections of the same corporation, maybe the workers can use it to organize and push back.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is I think it's very much a show about people discovering and awakening the humanity in each other in a place like this. And, you know, that applies on a personal level. And then, yeah, on a worker's rights, you know, organizing level where it is like, you know, what you see in this season is sort of the first coming together of these two departments then, and these people starting to say, you know, we might be stronger together than we are separately.
Dan Erickson, creator, showrunner, and head writer of Severance. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
There's more of our conversation streamable from our homepage, including how Dan, now big-time showrunner, was doing gig work driving for Postmates when he learned the famous guy would help produce and direct Ben Stiller, wanted a meeting about his script. Severance is available to Apple TV Plus subscribers. Here, we're going to draw more connections between this fiction and the real workplace as part of our Econ Extra Credit project in the coming month. I know we usually do documentaries, but hey, it's summer, school's out. Sign up free for Econ Extra Credit, marketplace.org/newsletters. I'm David Brancaccio with our morning report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.